Thank you so much. It was interesting discussion indeed. We are thankful to the Russian colleagues that who have provided such presentations. And I do agree with them that the process of consideration of the proposals in the BWC is very low. It is because of the nature of the multilateral diplomacy that always you have to take proposals and go back to the capital and look at it from different angle, then come back. At least my delegation, just now we are in a position to have a position which might be interesting to our Russian colleagues. When it has been proposed in the previous review conference, at least my delegation was not in a position to 100% to subscribe to the idea. Thereafter, we took it to our colleagues to see that with our technicians and the people in capital, to see that how this biomedical unit would contribute to the Article 7 implementation. After lengthy discussions, they found that by any reasons that we found that in an emergency situation, you have no choice other than in particular in the remote areas. In the remote areas where you do not have the designated laboratories that you take easily the samples there, you might need such kind of the biomedical unit. Of course, there might be practicality that the question has been raised, that how you are going to carry these things, costs and training. It comes with all the tools. It might be tools from the Russian and some other people that when it comes to the, you want to standardize the training for that. The point is that at least what we have seen also in Sochi for the second time, in the second international conference, it was very interesting that provided a concrete proposal that biomedical unit would contribute to the implementation of Article 7. In our view, that we found it very useful, as like our Brazilian colleague, we think that of course, if there are questions about how we are going to use in which regionals, it comes about any humanitarian emergency when it comes that you want immediately to dispatch certain things, where you are going to get it, from nationals, from Latin America to dispatch to the Asia, or do you have a region where you have the storage upon which you can dispatch those humanitarian needs, in particular about these tools. There might be practicalities for that. We are prepared to discuss and see that how we could tackle this issue. But it is a valuable proposal, and Iran now is in a position to support it. Thank you.